All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Hello and welcome back to the Box Score Breakdown Show. My name is Adrian Benjamins and I'm joined by Coach Joe Sarvati. Joe, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, Adrian. I mean, it has been way too long that we've been on here together and I am just ecstatic. Number one, that it's NBA tip-off night tonight, and number two, that you and I get to get back on to our weekly show. I'm so pumped, man.
We were on talking before we started recording about how, we haven't talked to each other for a while. It's probably only been like a month, but I swear it feels like I haven't talked to you for 2 years. So I'm super pumped. We're doing the first show of the season. Coach, it's opening day, man. This is what we've been waiting for. All our drafts are done. This is it, man. But hey, before we get started, I, of course, want to thank our sponsor, Kona Coffee Company. Thank you so much. Go get some delicious coffee and definitely head over there. I'm just made myself a cup of coffee right now. I'm not joking. And it's, man, I pulled an all-nighter last night, Coach. But I am just so – I've, like, got so much energy for the start of the season. It doesn't even matter that I only got a couple hours of sleep last night, man. I'm ready to go. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, man. I also want to thank Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee for their sponsorship. I also want to thank Fantasy Draft because they've come aboard in a big way. On the DFS side, which, you know, is a new element to HoopBall. And I'm just so excited this last year, seeing, you know, what we've been able to do here at HoopBall, you know, with Brew and Dan Bespris just working his tail off to get the best of the best in every angle of NBA coverage. And, you know, the biggest thing, Adrian, we talked about it a lot last year on the show, was how excited we were for this upcoming season. Because, you know, with at hoop-ball.com now, you've got all of the league information. You've got all of our Brew's Top 150. You got our guide. There's everything about every kind of league you could get in, whether it be Dynasty, year-long, head-to-head. And now we have this new component of DFS for our daily fantasy folks. And all of our news coverage and tweets and everything we're doing is, you know, we're a one-stop shop, man. So it's at HoopBall Fantasy on Twitter and hoop-ball.com. And we're 7 days a week, man. We got it all going now. It's really cool.
Yeah, we want to remind the listeners, just because your draft is over, that was just the beginning. Now the real fun starts. And, man, the premium package over at HoopBall, some great stuff on there to just help you dominate your league all season long. The articles, I mean, just for the pickup of the night article, I think it's worth the low price. There's season-long tools that you're going to get there, the interactive shows, there's a waiver wire show. It's great stuff, man. You get access to talk to people, ask questions. It's great stuff. So, you know, just because the draft season's done, the real season's just getting started. So head over to HoopBall for all your fantasy needs, man. Coach, you just had a big draft last night, the HoopBall Staff League. How did it go for you?
Oh, man, it was great. It was a little unexpected. It's a strategy I haven't used. I'm in a dynasty league and two other year-long leagues. This is my only head-to-head league, but I normally try to plot it out and go big and then guard, or guard and then big and try to mix it up. But it was one of those scenarios where the guys I loved at the big spots fell to me in round three and round four and round five. So believe it or not, I had five bigs before I even had a guard on my lineup.
Wow.
So what do you think of these guys? LeBron James, Andre Drummond, Kristaps Porzingis, Blake Griffin, and Julius Randle.
Oh my goodness, dude.
That's a little bit of meat there, isn't it?
I'm telling you what, every single week I would pencil you in as the winner in rebounds, blocks. All those guys score great points too. You pretty much have the market cornered on big man stats. So I think you're good to go there, man. You know, one of the strategies I had, I love to start all my drafts targeting bigs and point guards. Point guards, one of those positions this season that felt really thin, but bigs as well, man. Once those blocks are gone, which is like somewhere between round five and six in most drafts, it's dried up. So I always make sure to get those guys. And I'll tell you what, Coach, if you find that you're just killing it in big man stacks, you could target the team that's really desperate for big man stats, maybe pluck their stud off their roster for a big that you just don't need because you've got so much of it. So I love that team, Coach.
Beautiful. I love the basis of it. I think I've got some great upside. How about you? What did you do off the bat?
So surprisingly, in the HoopBall Staff League, I ended up with the number one pick, which is really weird because in all of my redraft leagues this year, I've never had anywhere close to the number one pick. So I was shocked when I got into the draft room, saw my name at the top. And I'll tell you what, Coach, I kind of panicked a little bit because I was like, wait, what am I going to do right now? And I'll tell you what, number one pick's not a slam dunk easy decision like it was in years past. And I'll tell you what, Coach, I decided to look at the playoff schedule and I really let that help me make my decision. I ended up going Anthony Davis, even though I really wanted to go maybe Harden or Curry. But if you go Anthony Davis or Karl-Anthony Towns, you get an extra 2 games during the playoff schedule. So
Nice.
I thought that was a no-brainer to go Anthony Davis. And then on the way back, I really wanted to get a point guard because most of the elite point guards were off the board. I ended up with De'Aaron Fox.
That's
And,
good
oh,
pick.
and then
Great job.
I went one more big. I went JJJ right there. So,
Ooh.
and then the rest of my team, I'm pretty happy about it, man. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Caris LeVert, I got Miles
Nice.
Bridges, I got Thomas Bryant. For some reason, in every single team, and I play in like 6 leagues, I got Thomas Bryant, I got Thomas Satoransky, I got Miles Bridges, and Caris LeVert in like every single league. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah. So, man.
That is crazy. I have 3 guys that I have in all 5 of my leagues, and it's Kristaps Porzingis,
Nice.
Andre Drummond, and my man Tyler Hero.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Coach, you were driving, you were leading the charge on the Porzingis love in the during the summertime. We did a bunch of shows
Yeah.
together where you were just excited about him, and man, he has looked outstanding in the preseason. That jumper is so wet, and he looks physically, man, he looks like a beast. He just like he put on
Yeah.
some muscle. Yeah, I mean, this could be a just a stellar season for Porzingis. I'm really happy to hear that you got him in almost all of your leagues, man.
I'm pumped, man. And I'll tell you, I would love to go back and listen to our summer shows when I was at the Summer League in Vegas, and you were putting in my fantasy lineups for me. And it's funny to see how all of that's panned out. If you remember, the guys I was plugging in every day were Tyler Hero and Kobe White, guys that weren't really thought a lot of making their team hardly, or if they made the team, they weren't going to be in the rotation. And look at these guys now. Tyler Hero looks like he's going to be the starting 2 guard for Miami in the opener.
It's
And Kobe White was just phenomenal in preseason, has earned rotational minutes. So you got to love that.
unbelievable. Tyler Hero, I mean, what I love about Tyler Hero is every single time he's played, whether it's summer league, preseason, he has just looked outstanding. His jumper, his outside shot, and that team's gonna really need that outside shooter.
Yeah.
Need that outside shooting. And the other thing I love about his outlook is the Heat are kind of a mess on the wing right now. Dion Waiters getting in trouble for detrimental activity to the team. So, you know, they don't like what's going on there. I mean, Tyler Hero, as you said, could easily get the starting gig and just run away with it. I mean, if he plays well to start the season and the team does good, what incentive do they have to play Dion Waiters over Tyler Hero? So I love Tyler Hero's outlook. And a guy that was going pretty late in drafts, if you were able to get Tyler Hero, man, that's exciting.
Well, I mean, I'm excited because, I remember the first game. They have 2 gyms in the summer league. One of them's like a small little high school gym that's attached to the other gym, and so it's a real quaint little area. And you're in there with Spoelstra and Riley and all the players out there. And the first guy, if you remember, that I was sending you texts and stuff, saying, this Tyler Hero is the real deal. He's the best player on the floor right now. And he just continued that through the summer and into the preseason. And it's just, it's been fun to see his rise. And I don't think that he gives up that starting 2 guard position for about the next 10 years with the Heat. I see him first team, all rookie team, knocking down 15, 16 real points every night. I think he's that good.
I agree with you, coach. And, you know, coming into the real NBA draft, I liked Tyler Hero, but I thought he was just like outside shooting 3-point specialist. Like, I thought he was just going to be like that was his role. And I have to say, the biggest surprise to me is he looks like an all-around player. Man, he can handle the ball. He does other little things. If he's going to be that kind of guy, he's just going to be a great fit on this Miami Heat team, who could really use a player like that on the wing with the other guys that they have, Jimmy Butler, Kelly Olynyk, Bam Adebayo. So it just looks like a great fit.
Yeah, I think they will be right in that middle of the pack Eastern Conference playoffs with this squad. They seem to have just getting rid of Whiteside. That was just a massive relief for them, I think, just to sort of reset and let Bam take over in the middle. I'm pretty high on the Heat. It's great stuff. It's been so much fun through all the different things that have gone on. You know, the FIBA stuff and the free agents and the drafts, and it's been one of the most exciting off seasons. And now you've got legitimately probably 8 or 9 teams that could easily win the NBA title, which hasn't been that way in years and years. And just all these new dynamics playing out. I think it's going to be we alluded to it throughout the off season, but now that it's today and it's here, I think this is the most fun anticipated NBA season that I can remember.
I have to agree with you. I mean, I've been a fan of the NBA for a long time, been playing fantasy forever. I have never been more excited for an NBA season. Just this off season was amazing. I've never seen so many top tier guys change teams. I love how guys partnered up instead of creating just a couple super teams. We got like 10 really good teams with duos leading the way. Coach, I am so geeked, and I can't believe today is opening day. Like, this is unbelievable, man. So we are on a high right now, but unfortunately, I do need to talk about something that is somewhat of a downer, and I hate to bring the energy of this show down, but Coach, I gotta ask you about Zion Williamson, man. We just found out yesterday he's gonna miss 6 to 8 weeks, and yeah. Some of you guys who just had your draft, I saw him go as early as the end of round 2 in some of the drafts, and it's just devastating when you lose a guy that you took a pick with that high. You lose him for up to 8 weeks. And the other thing, Coach, I am starting to get a little concerned. Zion Williamson is a big guy. From what I can understand, this injury didn't happen from a specific play or a specific, him getting hit in the leg or somebody falling on him. So I'm a little worried. Is this something we need to be concerned about for his career because he's so big and because he plays with such ferocity? And so is this something that could be a long-term issue with him going forward? What are your thoughts on Zion, Coach?
Yeah, that is the big buzzkill of the day for sure, because everybody was just so stoked. You know, the New Orleans is the very first game on TNT tonight, and to not have him out there, sort of as the crown jewel, the new guy in the league, it is very upsetting. But I just hope and pray that he's, this is just a meniscus fix, and that he is the super freak that is able to carry 285 pounds up and down the floor, because he's not fat. He's not out of shape. He's just a massive man that plays super hard. So, I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed that this is just a one-off and that he's able to come back in a couple of months and have the kind of career that we all thought he could have. So I think he's great for the NBA. He's one of the nicest, most humble guys that I've seen come on the scene ever. And so, everybody's rooting for him, and, we'll see how it plays out. They may try, I read some stuff that they may try to get him to slim down to like 270 or so and carry a little less weight. Maybe it won't be as tough on his joints, but, I think he is who he is. I mean, he's sort of a new defining kind of guy like LeBron was. Nobody was built or played like LeBron when he came in. So Hopefully this all just comes to pass, and he comes in and just knocks it out when he gets back, and then it's a distant memory.
I'm really glad that you mentioned his weight, because, you know, I understand that you kind of want him to slim down because he's carrying less weight, but as you said, he's not a fat guy. I mean, how much weight could he possibly lose? He's just built like a tank. And
yeah.
So, you know, even, I mean, it's really difficult for me to see him losing a lot of weight, because he's not, as you said, he's not fat. So I just hope that, you know, he can get stronger and just handle the weight. Because I actually think his size is one of the things that makes him so special. We've never seen a player that big be that fast and athletic, which is why he's just an enigma, man. But anyways, I hope he heals fast, and I hope we get him back soon, because it's just better for the game. It's better for the NBA. You know, let's look at tonight. The Pelicans play tonight.
Yeah.
This game was on TNT. I think they were expecting fireworks. Zion's first game, he's not going to be there. So, major letdown. But, Coach, I do want to ask you about the games tonight. What do you think about Pelicans-Raptors and a battle for Los Angeles, the Lakers and the Clippers? What do you think of the games for opening night?
I think they're terrific. And, you know, now I'm in the daily fantasy sports mind. You know, I've got my five leagues that I'll manage, you know, every day, like try to win them all. But my brain is working in 24-hour segments now. It's, you know, look at this card in this slate today. How am I going to put my best team on the floor that can win tonight? So, you know, that's – you're asking me the right question, man. So I like the fact that the Pelicans, I think, are going to be the fastest paced team in the league. They're really going to push the ball. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, just a massive surprise. He's played his way into the rotation. And with Drew Holiday and Ingram, I think those guys, I mean, they have a really nice little team there and great future. I think they'll, you know, I struggle to think they'll make the playoffs this year, but I think that they're going to get a step closer. And then next year, you know, they'll be knocking right on the door with all that youth. But the game tonight should be a lot of fun. I think, you know, everybody's so high on Siakam. I think he'll come out and show, you know, he's worth the big contract extension he just signed yesterday, and will be the best player out on the floor. One guy I also like for Toronto tonight that was the hero in the playoffs and forced his way into the starting two position is Fred VanVleet. I mean, he's just looked super in the preseason. I think just the playoffs, the confidence he got from that lifted him to another level. So those are two guys I'm keeping an eye on there, for sure. And I think those, you know, they'll do a terrific job. And then on the New Orleans side, like I said, I've always liked Brandon Ingram. He's one of those guys in DFS that's never priced too high. He's never picked too high in the drafts. People sort of don't know what to expect from him. But I think they forget that he was the number two overall pick, and he's sort of a freak in his own way. He's like 6'10" and can handle and shoot and do the whole, you know, the whole deal. So I'm looking for him to do well tonight, and I think he's going to have a really good season to boot. And then the rest of the guys, I think it's just going to take chemistry to get all those new young guys into play. But the fun part about watching them and the fun part about DFS is, you know, I think their games are going to be super high scoring. They're going to get up and down the floor like crazy. What do you think about that game?
I think it's going to be a really great game. And I love that you mentioned their pace, because, correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, I think that's very important to target the teams that run a really fast pace, that because those players get so many more touches and shots and opportunity. And I agree with you, Coach, that the Pelicans should be up at the top as far as pace. So I love targeting them for fantasy as well. And, you know, one of the things that I think is interesting, I'm curious if guys like Brandon Ingram, maybe Derek Favors, curious if they're going to get a large usage bump with Zion being out for maybe the first 2 months of the season. So definitely I'm keeping an eye on those guys for sure. But man, I think the matchups tonight are outstanding, especially that LA matchup. But yeah. I'm just so excited for basketball. I think you could put Detroit and Cleveland on, and I would still be hyped up right now. But
well,
definitely,
that, how about that second game though? The battle of LA. That's right in your backyard.
And very exciting. I do have to say, a little bit bummed that the Clippers not 100% yet with Paul George out. And, you know, the Lakers as well missing Kyle Kuzma. I think Kyle Kuzma is going to be a big part of their team this year. You know, even though he's not the number one or number two option, I think he's still going to play a huge role. So I'm a little disappointed we're not seeing these two teams at their strongest. But yeah. it's a long 82 game season. I think they're playing on Christmas Day. I'm sure we're gonna see them quite a bit this year. And I gotta say, Coach, you know, I think here in LA we've always wanted a rivalry. It never really has been. But I'll tell you what, man, with them, with both teams loading up this year with talent, it is really starting to feel like a real rivalry now.
Oh, it should. I mean, this is the first time in the history of the organizations that they've been the first and second favorites to win the NBA title. So that's never happened before. So, and it's really going to be awesome because you've got like there's so opposite style teams too. You got the flash and dash and excitement with LeBron and AD and Kuzma firing it up and running the floor, and then you got the old school grinded out, tough defense, coached by old school Doc with Kawhi and Beverly and George just shutting everybody down. I mean, it's the perfect scenario for, you know, to see how it plays out. It's just awesome, man.
Yeah, definitely is. Definitely is. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about is I'm a newbie at DFS, but this year I'm going to dive a little deeper into it. Coach, I'm going to be picking your brain and asking you a lot of questions because you were the man. When you were calling me during summer to set up your lineup for summer league games, I was like, this guy is a DFS animal, man. You had you had multiple DFS lineups for summer league. It was unbelievable. But Coach, I gotta say, the little small DFS that I have played, I really have difficulty on nights like tonight where there's only two games because I feel like the pool of players is so small, like everybody's kind of picking the small players. So I always avoided playing DFS on nights like tonight. I know you're such a diehard freak that you're playing every night, but what like suggestion would you have for a newbie like me on playing on a night like tonight where there's only two games?
Well, it's really simple. It all has to do with your lineup build. So there's a couple of things. First of all, for any of our listeners out there that jump on the podcasts and look at Hoopball NBA DFS Today. Because Micah Pautry and I did a series of six long shows, like an hour and a half shows, where we talked about strategy of DFS, the different kinds of contests, cash versus GPP play, which are the tournament plays, you know, what sites have late where you can swap guys out, which don't. You know, strategies on small slates, big slates, you name it, we went over it. And then we did a three-part series also, again, long shows, where each show we took 10 teams. So we went over all 30 teams, and we went through how each player from each team would be affected by all the changes in NBA and DFS combined this year. So if you're new to DFS, or you want to sharpen up, or even if you're a shark looking for a few edges, I go back, look at Hoopball NBA DFS Today podcast with myself, Coach, and Micah Pautria. If you listen through those, it'll answer all of those questions and more that you just asked Adrian. But to address that specific one, on a slate where there's two games like this, it's a combination on your build of you want to take some of the stars that are going to be highly owned, and the key factor is putting in a few value plays that are cheaper that can make your lineup that you think are going to take a step forward and do well in this contest. Like for me, I already mentioned Brandon Ingram. He's medium priced. He helps make the lineup. I know Mike Apatria likes J.J. Redick tonight because New Orleans announced that Redick is going to start in Zion's spot tonight, and they're going to bump everybody down and play smaller. So that's one strategy you can use. And also to address what you had mentioned with Zion being out, I think the big beneficiary there, of course it'll be Redick a little bit getting more minutes when they play smaller, but Nicolo Melli is a rookie that they played a lot in the preseason that was sort of Zion's backup, and he did nothing to hurt himself. He was really, really solid, and he's going to be a minimum price guy that you can utilize. So, you know, for me, I'm starting my build tonight with LeBron and Davis, and they're two most expensive guys, or two of the three most expensive. So you got to bumper that with a few more inexpensive guys that you think are going to get it done, like a Melli or Ingram or Redick, and then you just mesh that together to make your best team. Now tomorrow night there's an 11 game slate, so it's a different strategy. You cherry pick, you know, you got 22 teams and your lineups are generally only 8 or 9 guys, so on DFS, so you just cherry pick and take the guys that you feel are going to have the best nights based on their opponent, pace, you know, defensive tendencies, rotations, all the aspects that bring it together, and then that's how you plug in your teams. But definitely, Adrian, you got to get in. It's really cool. Fantasy Draft is sponsoring a weekly game called the Coach's Challenge, and it's only a $2 entry. And it's really all my HoopBall family here. And I'm also doing some stuff with Roto Radar, so they're going to get some guys in there. And it's just going to be a fun trash-talking thing where, you know, who can be the best in that weekly contest. Everything that goes into the contest is paid out. There's no rake. There's nothing. And you also get some cool fantasy draft swag. So that will be fun. And the other thing I wanted to mention, because you and I haven't been together on here in so long, for our listeners that listen to us all through the year last year, what I ended up doing at the end of the summer is I actually retired my executive position, and I am doing HoopBall and Roto Radar and DFS full time. It's now my 24/7 job, and it's living the life, and I'm absolutely loving it, man.
I'm so jealous. I wish I could do that, man. I'm jealous. But I'm also, you are going to be a major resource for me, Coach. I'm going to be hitting you up all season long. And I definitely want to get in that Coach's Challenge, because if by some miracle I can ever beat you, oh, man, you will never hear the end of it.
I have such a massive target on my back. If I lose to you or Dan Vesperus, you know, or even Mike Apatry, even though he's a shark, I'm more nervous picking that $2 lineup than my $500 head-to-heads because of the pride.
Oh, man, I don't even care about the money. The opportunity to get one on you, man, that's my motivation. So
I love it, dude.
Well, let me get in there, guys.
Let me mention this real quick, too. So, you know, we got a lot going on. This show was basically to kick off the year and let you know sort of everything that's going on at hoop-ball.com. But we are going to start our 5 days a week, our box score breakdown, which to me is one of the best shows you can listen to on HoopBall, other than Dan's show, of course. Dan is the GOAT. His NBA Today show every day is the best. But the box score breakdown's cool because we go on when the games are still on. So we're reviewing all the scores, scenarios that took place throughout the evening, you know, things that we saw fresh in our mind, things that are going on when we're on the show. So it's great for just really getting a flow and helping you build teams for DFS and helping you know who to start in your regular leagues. And Sunday nights will be you, Adrian, and Kurt will be doing the show together. And then we get to keep our Monday slot, so you and I will be back on there. We can restart the chicken soup challenge and get that going. We'll get more into that on our next show, but that was a real big head-to-head battle last year. And then Tuesday, Hank's going to have the helm, and he's going to have a special guest on each week, which will be really fun. And then it's Wednesdays are Josh and Kurt, and then Thursdays are JC and Alan. So we've got a real all-star group of guys 5 nights a week that'll be doing the box score breakdown. And, you know, as always, our shows are sponsored by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee, and we also have Fantasy Draft coming in, and a couple other sponsors that jumped on and are new this year that Dan will be talking a lot about. So we want to thank them also.
The Box Score Breakdown show is great, you guys. If for some reason you weren't able to watch the games or you weren't able to see what went down, you can tune into the Box Score Breakdown show and you will know everything that happened that day. We go deep into the box score. We look at all of the stats. We want to give you everything that we think is fantasy relevant as far as, do you got to go pick this guy up? If a guy has a bad game, is that just a fluke, or is that something we need to worry about going forward? I mean, we really get deep into it. You know, I was doing the box score breakdown heavily last season with Neil Rochelani. Some of those shows we were doing, Coach, were long because there's some nights like Wednesday night where there's like 10 games and you don't want to miss anything. So you guys – definitely, you know, this is the intro, kind of the start show here, and we don't have any box scores to talk about. So, you know, we're just having a good time chatting right now. But starting tomorrow, the box score breakdown shows are going to be all business. It's going to be all about what's happened in those games. So you guys definitely want to tune into that. And as you said, Coach, we got a really great lineup of hosts and pros that are going to be taking a look at these games. But I'm really excited that you and I are going to be the ones starting the week off. Let's get you guys off to a great start for the week, man.
Absolutely, man. And it's going to be a blast. It really is. I look forward. That's the only non-DFS show I'm doing now because we have a seven-day-a-week NBA DFS show, of which I'm on six of them. So it is a busy time. So my only old school fantasy draft podcast I'm doing is with my man Adrian Benjamins. And I want you to know, Adrian, one of my five leagues that I'm doing, and I think I mentioned this to you before, but I'll let my listeners make fun of me of how old I am, but my very first fantasy draft, my buddy and I apologize if some of you guys have already heard this story, but I'll be quick. But my buddy and I were sophomores in high school, 15 years old. And we saw a magazine called Inside Sport Magazine. And the article was called La Rotisserie Club. And it was a bunch of attorneys that had gotten together and drafted a baseball fantasy team. And no one had ever heard what that was before. I mean, this was way back. So my buddy and I, being monster NBA fans, said, let's do this for NBA. So we did it. We had six guys as all. And we drafted our teams, and we had to wait to get the sporting news in the mail each week to do the stats. And we have kept that league together, and we drafted on Sunday our 40th season.
My goodness.
4-0. And I still have my first three picks I took in the initial draft of Moses Malone, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Is that crazy?
Wow. And
who was my third guy? It was Moses, Kareem, and I had a really great guard. How could I forget? But it'll come to me. But it's for, and it's been 40 years. You know, you can. It happens that it loses your brain. But yeah. So how cool is that? So that's where my roots will always be.
Wow.
And the fact that, you know, we have that league. I'm a 14-time winner, by the way.
Wow. Wow. Nice. Man, I thought my oldest league, my home league that I play with like friends that I grew up with, friends I went to like elementary school with, we've been playing like just over like 15 years. I thought that was an accomplishment. You just blew that out of the water, man.
Well, you know, I've never heard – I've, you know, talked to people about this for years and years. I've never found – anybody that has one that old.
No.
I think we may have been one of the first handful in the country. I really do.
I've never heard of that. And, you know, I got to say, one of the things I regret is my favorite era of basketball, of course, is the Jordan era. You know, the Bird, Magic, Isaiah. I'm really wish that I could have played fantasy during that time period because I think, oh my gosh, that would have just been a blast. But, you know, it's a fun time now. Now is always great, and the NBA's never been better. We just talked earlier about what an outstanding season this is shaping up to be. So, you guys, we're excited to be back. Thank you guys so much. Coach, any closing thoughts before we put a bow on this thing?
Absolutely. One quick thing. Just remember, you know, all of our shows are pushed out by Red Circle, and you can listen to any of them anywhere podcasts are found, you know, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeart, Spotify, YouTube, everywhere. And, you know, do take a minute or two, if you can, to rate, review, subscribe, 5 stars, likes, positive reviews. All of that's super important because we all work our tails off here at HoopBall to bring free content out to our listeners. And we really want to support our sponsors and get them going. And join me 6 days a week, please, on HoopBall NBA DFS Today podcast. I'm on there, like I say, all the time, every day with our new guy, Andrew Hansen, and then Mike Patria. And then, of course, listen to our man, Dan Vespris, every day on our box score breakdowns. And it's all for real, man. And you and I get to have fun on Monday nights. And that will be my favorite show of the week. I can tell you that.
I can't argue with that, man. I am greatly looking forward to talking to you every Monday, Coach. You guys, follow Coach on Twitter, at Joe Sarvati. I'm there, too, at Adrian Benjamins. You guys, we're so pumped. I can't believe it's opening day. Here we go. All right, you guys, we'll talk to you next time.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.